The program for Monday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for Today. It's certainly our privilege to have you with us as we look into the truth of God's Word, some great truth that we can anchor our souls to and live by. Psalms 102, verses 25 through 27 get our attention this morning. Listen to God's Word. Of old hast thou laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thy hands. They shall perish, but thou shalt endure. Yea, all of them shall wax old like a garment. As a vesture shalt thou change them, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall have no end. Yes, this old world, even the universe itself, is subject to change. One day, like a worn-out garment, it will be laid aside. And that's the nature of the world in which we find ourselves today, whether it be the physical world, or whether it be in the society itself in which we live. Man cannot always be trusted. Things are changing. Men may not be trusted in business deals. People may be friends today, but enemies tomorrow. Likewise with nations. Yes, the world is ever changing. Whether it be the customs, the styles, or the fashions, or men's concepts of right and wrong, they may even speak of a new morality, and etiquette itself may change. Men may believe the Bible one day, and another day not. They may have their concepts, their traditions, and yet they may have their disbelief in connection with the Word of God. Yes, personally, we go through adolescence, adulthood, and old age, and change and decay. It is all about us. But it's wonderful to know that in the midst of a changing world, there is something, there is someone that we can look to who is unchanging. As we read here, but thou art the same, and thy years shall have no end. Psalms 90 tells us, Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. And then he went on to say, from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Yes, God is unchanging. He is from everlasting to everlasting. Some words that God spoke to Moses in the third chapter of Exodus when he was called to go to Egypt to deliver the Israelite people from bondage are quite interesting. And let's notice the change of words between God and Moses there in the third chapter of Exodus, verse 13 and 14. And Moses said unto God, Behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, The God of your fathers hath sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, What is his name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am has sent me unto you. Now this is a rather interesting way for God to speak of himself. I am that I am. What does that mean? Evidently this means God is the eternal, self-existent one, ever living in the presence. In the present. I am that I am. Yes, he is from everlasting to everlasting. He is unchanging. We can look to him and trust in him and rely upon him for who he is and what he is. And he is the Almighty God, the eternal self-existent one, the righteous one, the all-wise and holy one. And he is unchanging in his person and his nature and attributes. James tells us in James chapter 1, verse 17 in the New Testament, Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. There's no shadow of turning, there's no variableness with God, even as we might cast a shadow, physically speaking, by our movement and changing a position. God changes no position. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we're told in the Bible that God cannot lie, and that we can anchor our souls to those great truths there in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 18 and 19. Yes, in this unchanging world, let's look to the unchanging God. Thank you for listening today.